It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
It's Mardi Gras. That means crawfish season is in full swing. You don't have to head to the Big Easy to enjoy these Louisiana crustaceans. They are available throughout the city of Memphis from now until May or June, depending on the weather. You can get them boiled and ready to eat with all the fixins, or pick up a bag of live mudbugs to cook yourself. Here is a roundup of places that will be selling crawfish this season. If looking for live crawfish to cook at your own boil, it's best to order ahead. All the spots listed recommend advanced orders. And just remember, the proper way to eat crawfish is to peel them, eat the tails, and suck the heads. Billy's Crawfish is open every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8:30 until 7 at 1325 Church Road West at South Haven, Mississippi. Cajun Crawdads is located at the corner of Highway 72 and Casey Road in Byhalia, Mississippi. They're open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. Southbound Seafood's Crawfish Cabin is open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 11 to 6. Their food truck is located at the corner of Walnut Grove and Houston Levee. The Crawfish Shack food truck is parked at the Exxon at 1375 North Germantown Parkway on Fridays and Saturdays. Ella's Seafood on Kitwell sells fresh live crawfish by the pound when in season, as well as boiled crawfish. Crawfish should be in stock every day unless they sell out. Cordova Farmers Market plans to have live crawfish for sale every weekend. A number of restaurants host crawfish boils as well. Flying Fish, The Bluff, Laughlin Yard, and Crosstown Brewing Company are a few places worth checking out. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Happy Mardi Gras!
The Weekly Dish is made possible by Kitchens Unlimited, providing the Mid-South area with design services and installation for kitchens and baths since 1969. KitchensUnlimited.net. Jennifer Chandler is the food and dining reporter for The Commercial Appeal. Her articles can be found at CommercialAppeal.com.